This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServ USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes an eagle flies.
Nothing to worry about today, Kev. Everything is just fantastic. Perfect.
Teaching?
Yes, exactly right. You know why? Take it from Alejandro.
Let me be clear. Our border is not open and will not be open after May 11th.
The border is not open, and by the way, on May 11th, it won't be open either.
Okay, I'll put that in the calendar.
Would you please?
Good to know. Does everybody know that now? Is everybody aware of that?
Yeah. Perfect.
Says the Berkeley grad who's never been in charge of securing anything in his life. You know, that guy is a perfect example
that guy.
Whoever he is just another swamp member that got an appointment that is completely incompetent. He has no idea how to secure. I mean, he couldn't secure a backyard birthday party. And, I mean, he's
true
a
facts.
Lawyer.
True
he's
facts.
A, he's a lawyer. He's a, it, and he's the DACA guy. And he's Obama's guy. So, to fundamentally change America, he's the guy telling you it's secure? Shut up.
Alejandro Mayorkas wants you to know that, yes, it's true. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Let me be clear. Our border is not open.
Are you saying, Kevin,
not
that
be open you don't after May 11th?
Yeah, I don't believe him. Who is he, for God's sakes? I don't even know who he is. I'm trying to figure out this guy. He's a plant.
Senator Kevin Cramer, that's his voice. It's another talk radio town hall on the program. And,
hey, buddy.
You did hear that Kevin's a little skeptical of the Secretary of Department.
That reminds me of, you look at back at these people, they're all these Ivy Granholm and the rest of them. It's just,
yeah.
What
yeah.
I mean, what I look for qualifications. I mean, what qualifies him to? I look at a guy like Tom Holman or a guy with military background that actually knows how to secure things. Why isn't someone like that in charge? I mean, you know?
Yeah, it's a great point, Kevin. Really, academia has become the go-to place for a lot of liberals these days. Now, in the case of the Secretary of Energy, Granholm, she was a governor and, you know, an industrial Midwest state, sort of. I had actually had some hope for her, but she's turned out to be one of the dingier ones of the whole group. Really not very intellectual,
no,
to say the least. Doesn't know her business at all. Got that weird. I don't know what it is about people that, you know, in the Biden sphere, but they have this nervous cackle when they get in trouble. And she's one of them that laughs when somebody asks a tough question. Anyway, they're incompetent, basically.
Yeah. Speaking of incompetence, I don't know if you've heard this from yesterday's event at the White House where children of folks that work at the White House were there, and it was a photo op with the Biden, and you know, the kids started asking a few questions, and this was a softball for them. Listen to this.
What was the last country you traveled to?
The last country I've traveled, I'm thinking what's the last one I was in. I've been to 89, met with 89 heads of state so far. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to think, where was the last
2 weeks ago?
It's hard to keep track.
They have clover leaves.
I mean, you're right. Ireland. That's where it was.
One of the kids.
Yeah, you're right.
One of the
That's
kids
where I was.
Had to start Ireland. It took them three times. Ireland! 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 And on the third time, they went, oh, that's right. It was Ireland.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Now, if you traveled a lot, all the time, every day, all day, you know, you can might forget which one was the most the last one. But he does not. First of all, and second of all, I think Ireland isn't that, you know, isn't that fairly a big deal to him, Ireland?
Well, he loved it so much, he said he was going to stay. He already forgot. Yeah. I mean, yeah, of course
right
he
after
forgot.
He the world.
He may not have known he was. He may not even know he was there.
Well, remember, isn't that where he said, "Now let's go lick the world"? Wasn't that in Ireland at the end of his speech? Or whatever that means, pretty weird. But anyway,
we asked listeners last hour, you know, how to describe what we're seeing unfold, and it's not funny to me anymore. It's sad and tragic, and you know, people are worried about it. Are you
about his basic competence?
Yeah, lack thereof.
You know, I'd worry less about it, frankly, if he wasn't in charge. In other words. I know a lot of people say, well, somebody's pulling the strings. There's other people that are actually, you know, running the show. I'm afraid they aren't. And if they are, they're not doing it very well. I think he has, you know, he's a strong-headed guy. And I think that's still there. And unfortunately, I think he does insist on some things that here's what Mitch McConnell has described him many times, long before this, as a guy who is affable. He's transactional, he's pragmatic, but he's not moderate. And of course, now when you have the most powerful seat in the land, he's put that on full display. He really is a flaming left-wing liberal. And you can tell by the people he surrounded himself with. So I have a sense he probably doesn't take counsel real, real well. And so unfortunately, I'm afraid he's in charge. But I worry about it. What I worry about is not only his incompetence, but really more his philosophy, his governing philosophy, his love for socialism and the debauchery really of the culture that he just seems to want to escalate. The weakness of our national defense. Obviously, he believes strongly in illegal immigration to the point where he's facilitating, the trafficking of children and humans and drugs, down at the southern border. So no, I worry about a lot of things, but his incompetence isn't nearly what I worry about.
I see him getting woken up and fed and given his script every day.
I want to get to the calls here that have been waiting, Kev. 701-271-1100 is our telephone number, by the way. And Senator Kramer's here for the hour. Questions or comments, welcome for him on anything that's on your mind. 271-1100. You can also text us 237-1590. Brent in Buxton. You're next for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Brent.
Oh, good morning, Senator. Hearing the talking point. Elections have consequences, which seems pretty much irrelevant as long as we're using voting machines and all the propaganda that gets bombarded at people. But I called you a while back about moving manufacturing from China to maybe Mexico or South America. Those people down there, they love the American dollar. We should really be supporting countries that use American currency and are in favor of it, you know, rather than supporting a country who for years and years and years, I guess, was our ally, China, but now all of a sudden they're our enemy. And then the other question I have for you is, I understand we can't impeach anybody on the Democratic side, but I was curious about treason. It seems like a lot of the lobbyists and elected officials, in my opinion, would be guilty of treason. When's the last time treason charges were brought, would that be an option? I think if treason charges were brought against a few people, all of a sudden you'd see a lot of people who are trying to pad their own pockets would change their ways right quick.
Sure. So with regard to treason, I mean, that would have to be brought, obviously, by somebody with the authority to bring a treason charge against somebody. You also have to remember that while we have some really awful, bad ideas coming from our political leadership in either party or both parties or at any given time, treason is a specific crime. It's not just a philosophy or a disagreement or, somebody whose view is far different than my view or somebody else's view. Still, the greatest part of our system is the openness of it and the fact that we're self-governed. And actually, I do think elections do work. You have to make your case. You have to have good candidates. You have to you play by the rules as they're allowed, as opposed to traditions that you know you wish were still the rules. I there's a lot of frustration there, obviously. So that's still the best way to change things. Now, if you have somebody specifically in mind for treason charges, as you noticed, even in the House of Representatives, where you have simple majority rule, it's hard to even get ethics charges against some members who clearly, in my view, violate ethics. You make a good point there. It looks like there's a multi-tier justice system, but treason is obviously a pretty extreme case to make. And I'd still just rather win elections and govern accordingly and respond to the people that you work for. Wait, by the way, with regard, you made your point up front that you'd called before about, I want to talk a little bit about that because Scott, what he's talking about, I call it, sometimes we hear about onshoring, right? Want to bring more supply chain to the United States, and I'm for that, particularly from China. Obviously he was using satire when he described China once, you used to be our ally, now suddenly is our enemy. They obviously always viewed us as the enemy and treated us.
Hang on a sec for the rest of that answer, and Brent, we'll give you a chance to weigh in here before we're done. More calls. Welcome for Senator Kramer. 271-1100 on What's on Your Mind Today.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Deal today, MyPillow.com, where you can find the buy one, get one special on the all-new MyPillow 2.0. There's MyPillow mattress toppers as low as $99.98. There's six-piece MyPillow towel sets for $49.99. And the MyPillow My Coffee. This is new product from Mike Lindell. Save up to 50% with promo code MyCoffee. All of those deals available if you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer at the Talk Radio Town Hall today. If you have a question, a couple of ways you can get it in. You can call us at 855-200-1776. Leave a message with your question. We have a couple of those we'll get to here. If you don't want to wait, that's the easiest way just to get your question off your chest right there. You can call us live to talk with Senator Cramer at 701-271-1100, or you can text us at 701-237-1590.
Brent's point, I loved his point. He'd made it before with me, and it has to do, I call it friend-shoring. So, you know, onshoring means bringing everything to the United States. Obviously, we have a workforce shortage, and we've got lots of things to talk about there, especially as we now head toward recession, as it appears. But what we do have friends. We obviously have good, strong allies that share a lot of our values. But there are other friends, and I think Brent's point about South America, Mexico, while we have some challenges with various government leaders in some of those places, we have clear corruption challenges in several countries, but they are more akin to us in the sense that they do share some basic values. They do like the United States of America. They do use the American dollar. That's one of those values that matters, obviously. But the other advantage, the other geopolitical advantage to that would be to make better friends of them, right? To have business, do business with them. We can't bring everything to the United States, but we can do more with friends and allies rather than doing it with adversaries who frankly take advantage of our open system, our free market system in ways that we wouldn't, you know, we would never think to do. Back, we just are free market open system, and so by manipulating us, the Chinese have gotten the upper hand in many respects. And when I say the Chinese, I mean the Chinese government. And so Brent's idea of bringing more manufacturing in particular closer to home with also more oversight of it, so that we're doing things like, you know, whether it's pharmaceuticals or critical minerals or food production, all of those things, we do that with our friends rather than with our adversaries.
Anything else, Brent?
Well, I guess I'll have to disagree with you on the treason deal, but I would think that selling out to our enemies or adversaries to financially enrich yourself and your family, I would call that treason, especially when you're, like we've done, move massive amounts of manufacturing over to China. A lot of our drug manufacturing takes place over there, which is causing us instability in our own defense. But the lobbyists that stay in Washington forever, I find it hard to believe those guys have America's best interest in mind. Some of them, but I think
this is right, brother.
Thank you, Brent.
But this is what I mean by taking advantage of our open free market system. We don't dictate those kinds of things. We understand that we produce more here than we can consume, so we want to do trade with countries. The problem is China being the best example, of course. I remember 30 years or so ago when they were allowed into WTO, when we negotiated most favored nation status, that is sort of normalizing trade relations with China. We'd hoped at the time, and I think Bill Clinton was president at the time, but a lot of Republicans supported it. The hope was that they would gravitate toward our system of capitalism if they were doing business with a capitalist country. Well, the exact opposite occurred. Our capitalists love having access to 1.5 billion customers and workforce and cheap labor. And then, of course, we got accustomed to buying cheap stuff. And in the process, they very cleverly and we willingly gave them critical access or access to critical supply chains that they now dominate. You talk about pharmaceuticals, that's probably the most obvious one. Some energy, obviously, critical minerals and the manufacturing of batteries and things, that obviously technologies. And then what they don't create, they steal, including the intellectual property. So we've gotten ourselves, our backs up against the wall, and we're trying to unwind it, obviously. But there are plenty of conservatives right now, including many in the media, who think that we shouldn't be doing that, that we love freedom. We should, our kids should all have TikTok as long as they want, because it's their choice, and China should be able to sell Huawei wherever they want. And these are conservative talking heads that talk like this, and it does make you wonder what the right balance is between protecting our freedom and being free, if you know what I mean. And so it's complicated stuff.
Here is a call that came in just before the hour started for Senator Kramer. Others welcome, by the way. It's 701-271-1100 today.
Yes, I'd like to ask the senator if he can cite at least two grounds on which Biden should be impeached.
Is there some reason that they're not here in a cab that you can switch?
Yes, I'd like to ask the senator cite at least two grounds on which...
I can hear you guys. But
yeah, I don't know why you're not able to hear that, he's asking if you can cite at least two grounds on which Biden should be impeached.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if he's asking me that. I don't know that you could, although I do, you could for just negligence of his job, I suppose, but impeachment requires a crime, a high crime and misdemeanors. So you have to be able to make that case. Now, the thing about impeachment is it's a political process in the House of Representatives, and it has to begin in the House of Representatives. So if House Republicans thought that they had impeachable offense that they could demonstrate to 218 of their colleagues, they could impeach him. Of course, that standard changes when it comes over to the Senate, where you have to have a 60-vote margin, and then it becomes more of a judicial process. And, you present, the House would present the evidence, present their testimony, and present their case. And that's a much higher standard to reach, and it hasn't been for a very long time reached in the United States Senate. Not even Richard Nixon. Ultimately, he resigned before he was convicted.
Charlie Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Senator Kramer.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi, Charlie. What's your question?
Good morning. I'm very happy to have the chance to share this question and this issue with you. I'm calling about Andy Biggs, H.R. 79, House Bill. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if you are familiar with that.
All right, do me a favor, Charlie. Hang on. We're going to take a short break here. The music tells us we need to go to break. We'll come back and have Senator Kramer answer that question.
Thank you.
You said it was House Bill 79, H.R. 79 in the House. All right, hang on. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right, buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. For unknown reasons at this hour, two U.S. Army helicopters collided and crashed yesterday in Alaska while returning from a training flight, killing three of the four airmen soldiers. Two of the soldiers died at the scene near Healy, Alaska, 250 miles north of Anchorage, and a third died on the way to the hospital in Fairbanks. A fourth soldier is being treated at a hospital for injuries, and the extent of his injuries are unknown. The name of those killed were being withheld pending notification. Two bills restricting abortion in South Carolina and Nebraska both failed to pass. A near-total abortion ban failed to pass in South Carolina's Senate by a 22-21 vote, marking the third time such a measure hasn't passed in a GOP-led chamber since the Supreme Court overturned Roe last year. Today is officially National Superhero Day. It's time to get out your cape and celebrate. Lance Pry, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
On your mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. We're live and direct from the PetroServe USA studios today. Personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread is only $5.99. Make sure you stock up on those pizza corner pizzas too, because April's soon done, and they're only $6.99 at PetroServe USA near you. Yeah, love those pizza corner pizzas.
Mm.
Meatballs in Yulin, barbecue chicken in Glendon, tater tot hot dish in MP Avenue, some orange chicken in 12th Avenue and I-29, also 45th Street location. There's taco hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, bacon cheeseburger hot dish in Valley City, or some fish specials today. PetroServe USA. Okay, Charlie's question on HR 79.
So, great question, Charlie. Actually, I think it's one of Andy Biggs' better ideas, to be honest with you. You might recall, for people that don't know what HR 79 is, that would require the United States to withdraw from the World Health Organization. It shouldn't require legislation, by the way. As you might recall, Donald Trump, President Trump, began that process withdrawing from the WHO over their handling of the pandemic. So it's one thing if you can make, you might have a different idea of how global, we want to be on any particular area. You could make an argument that when it comes to pandemics, which are by the very definition global, it's important to have good international relationships, coordination, all of those things. The problem is the WHO was part of the problem. That is the problem. They weren't the solution at all. And so he withdrew. And as I recall, and a lot of this is obviously going to some, memory ways back, but they found a number of non-governmental organizations, a lot of faith-based organizations that already have international relationships, that could help with the distribution of things and ideas and research and development, as well as vaccines and treatments, all of those things, every bit as well, much better probably than the World Health Organization in a much more trusted way. The other thing is, whether it's a regional or an international group or multiple international groups, the United States has to be in charge. I'm sorry, but we just have to be in charge of things that are so important to our country and to our people. We are the largest economy in the world. We are the largest consumers in the world. We do have the most progressive
$69 U.S. Special Forces.
That's 100% right. I just heard about HR 79 just yesterday. Michelle Bachmann was sharing about the implications of the World Health Organization taking over basically all healthcare decisions internationally. 194 nations are about to be subsumed into the control of the United Nations through the WHO, and that they would have tremendous power. The Biden administration and apparently all the Dems are entirely in favor of it, but it sounds demonic, diabolical, and extremely dangerous if it were to go through, and it's scheduled to be implemented in May of this year. So I just want people to be alert.
See, a lot of us have argued that that level of involvement with WHO, it constitutes a treaty, which a treaty, as you know, has to be ratified by the United States Senate. And this gets back to the sort of the not only the slide toward more globalization. I'm not against globalization, but globalism. That gravitation toward globalism is somewhat a product of, well, some of it's our own laziness in some respects, but some of it's genuine philosophy, and Democrats love that philosophy. They don't view the United States as exceptional. They don't understand our form of government and why it was created and how it was created.
Appreciate the call, Charlie. Thank you very much. Facebook viewer asked the question, what is Kevin's stance on the ATF's pistol brace law with its end of May deadline to comply or be a felon? Will North Dakota support this crap coming from the left unconstitutionally?
Yeah, so good question, because first thing I'd correct is it's not a law. it's a regulation being thrown out by the ATF. I strongly oppose it. If you didn't, regardless of what you might think about pistol brace, the constitutional question is, in my mind, obvious. It is a violation of Second Amendment rights. But it's also just another backdoor way to go after those rights without passing legislation to do so. So, I'm on legislation. I'm on letters and, if necessary, I'm an amicus brief to try and fight back against it. Just because it's just one more way for them to try to get after, Second Amendment rights.
Texter says, what is Senator Cramer doing to stop the Restrict Act? He better be actively trying to stop it and not just say he's not voting for it. He needs to actively
I'm a co-sponsor of the Restrict Act, along with a lot of other conservatives. It gets back to our previous discussion about finding that balance between protecting our country and our citizens and, in many respects, our children and certainly our industries, while at the same time providing opportunity for, you know, to live like free people. What the Restrict Act does, Scott, and there are some real China sympathizers that hate the Restrict Act, and I understand that. But the Restrict Act, what I like about the Restrict Act is not as wide a grab or big as a net as like the Data Act over in the House of Representatives. It identifies the adversarial countries, and they are, of course, China, North Korea, Iran, Russia, and it puts in place a mechanism for identifying and restricting large platforms and technologies, not VPNs, VPNs, of course, being individuals and individual computers, things like that, but rather the platforms and the hardware that come from these countries. And we, as we've already learned and we know flat out that China and others use to steal, to manipulate, to, take data, use it against us, steal our other technologies that are associated with their countries and with these big platforms. So the Restrict Act is very broad. It has support from as far left as Mark Warner and as far right as Mike Crapo. And I think Mike Crapo probably is, the most conservative member of the United States Senate. Again, it's more modest than others that would want to grab a big, with a big net and take it all. Now, the interesting thing about the Restrict Act, a lot of people think it repeals or prohibits TikTok. Well, it no doubt would, because that's one of those platforms. But what it does, it tries to get to this prior to 150 million Americans downloading it on their phones and it becoming really, really popular. Now, some people actually oppose, even prohibiting TikTok. I think it's Josh Hawley has the bill to oppose and to prohibit TikTok from the United States of America. So it's hard to unwind things, Scott, after 150 million people already have it on their phone. But I do think, well, Huawei is another good example, by the way. Huawei was sold to a lot of American telecommunications companies. They installed the hardware for 5G technologies. And then, of course, it was repealed. Oh, by the way, the Restrict Act was first implemented by Donald Trump. President Trump did it as a rule, as a regulation. And so what both Republicans and Democrats are doing with the regulation is codifying it and then putting many more guardrails around it so that you don't super empower one person or one agency. It puts Congress in the middle of a lot of that decision making. So
okay, let's get text in here and an email, and we got them coming from all directions today. Thanks for the Facebook question, by the way, on the ATF thing with the police. 701-271-1100 to call. Text 701-237-1590. Jim says, please ask Senator Cramer to cut off funds to the NGOs who are helping the Biden administration with this invasion on the southern border.
Yeah. Yeah, so great point. So a little bit ago I talked about NGOs, non-government organizations, that they're in the charitable business, right? And that we've used to kind of combat the pandemic after pulling out of the World Health Organization. On the other hand, NGOs oftentimes are, while they're charitable, they can oftentimes also be very, contrary to America's interest, particularly the southern border. Great example. And we should do everything we can. First of all, we have to have laws to block the southern border. Right now, the NGOs that are carrying out Biden's plan on the southern border are doing exactly what the president wants them to do. And that's the tragedy. The real tragedy is we have a president who thinks we ought to allow at least 2 million, if not more, and he's certainly exceeded that, people to come across the southern border illegally. So this, again, gets back to just a political will issue. I love voting against money for NGOs that are working against our interests. And that part of why I don't support these great big omnibus spending bills, because you don't know what all is in them.
Texter says, Congressman Armstrong said the House would bring impeachment charges against any Biden cabinet members because it wouldn't pass in the House. So you believe any Democrat would agree impeachment should happen with some of the Biden cabinet members?
Yeah, that's a good question, Scott. I think it's plausible that if you brought a strong enough case with evidence to the Senate, you could get some Democrats maybe that would support it, particularly in a year like we're having, where there are some, you know, Democrats up for re-election in this election cycle that have come our way on a number of issues. We've actually passed some congressional review acts. That is legislation in the Senate that unwinds regulations put out by the Biden administration. In one case, we passed a law that undid the crime law in the Washington D.C. and the president signed it. So Democrats have joined us in some areas. Now, whether or not they go that far, a couple of them might on some of these cabinet officials. Mayorkas, of course, being the most obvious one, because he really has been derelict in his duty, to say the least, and has lied to Congress multiple times.
Back to the phones, Caleb in Tioga for Senator Cramer. Question.
Hey, I appreciate and respect Cramer. He's a good guy. He's done North Dakota well. I was watching the news the other day, and I was wondering what his real views are, the January insurrection.
What my real views are about January 6th? Well, first of all, it wasn't a peaceful protest. I mean, that's pretty clear, and there's plenty of evidence to support that, obviously. I also don't think it was an insurrection. I've always rejected that term. I think that's giving them too much credit, quite honestly. I think it was a poorly policed, understaffed, underprepared, defense to what started out as probably somebody's strong desire, but never believed for a minute they could actually pull off the things they pulled off. And once they started breaking windows and walking through and illegally, they found it easier to do a lot of other things, and they should have been stopped much, much sooner. So there's lots of blame to go around, but I don't think it was an insurrection, but it also wasn't a peaceful protest.
Caleb, appreciate your call. Love hearing from our friends in Tioga, listening on KTGO.
Looked a lot like a guided tour to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. No, more, it was guided all right.
More with Senator Kevin Cramer after this timeout. Last segment. Get to it, folks, on What's on Your Mind.
Think about it. Minnesota has the largest budget surplus in history, and Governor Tim Walz still wants to raise car tap fees every year. His new plan will collect taxes on 160% of the value of your car. How is that fair? Think about it. Gas prices and inflation are still high, and Democrats are making it worse with higher car tab fees. That's not fair. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Today, switch to Patriot Mobile right now and get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is so easy. Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but they do something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And great discounts, too. Call right now, 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you by Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. I love my high country Silverado. Man alive, is that great. And they have they're the pickup headquarters. They've got trucks, you can't believe it. 2500s, 3500s. Check it out. The 1500s to the high country. Oh, my gosh, are they great. Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. PucklichValleyCity.com for the Valley City store. And we love them at Pucklich. A couple of things here that we should get to. One, I want to ask you, because a few questions are coming in about the debt ceiling debate. And, of course, it is now past the House.
Yeah.
And a lot of focus is on the White House and negotiation, but obviously we still have to pass the Senate. Walk us through what's going to happen here.
Yeah. Well, first of all, good setup. Second of all, way to go, Kevin McCarthy and House Republicans. They have drawn a line in the sand, at least in the first, you know, negotiating line, and I think they've done a great job with it. I don't think it's out of line at all. I think it makes perfect sense. And I do think, to your point about it has to pass the Senate, you know, before it goes to the president, you're exactly right. However, the way the parties will work, and certainly the way the Democratic Party works it, and the way we're looking at it as Senate Republicans, who have been very supportive, unanimously supportive of the House action, is that it is up to the president now to invite Kevin McCarthy back to the Oval Office to sit down and have a serious negotiation with him about raising the debt ceiling. Because remember, the reason the Republicans did this in the House is because the president said, nope, clean debt ceiling or nothing, that's it. I'm the dictator. I'm the king here. You have nothing to say about it, which, of course, is absolutely ludicrous, speaking of not understanding history. And so I think the speaker did a good job of calling him out on it. So I don't think the Senate will do anything until the president gives a signal to Chuck Schumer what we would do. And at that time, at that point, then the Senate can take something up, and as long as it's negotiated among the parties, then we'll see where it lands. It likely will land someplace different. But again, you have to start somewhere, and kudos to Kelly Armstrong, to Kevin McCarthy, and House Republicans for drawing that line in the sand.
I know you'll be shocked to know that Chuck Schumer, you know, before has always believed that the White House should negotiate on these things and get to the table.
Yeah, right.
His exact words, sit down at the table and negotiate them. So.
Yeah, no, that's right. And you know, again, I always say if all or nothing is your starting negotiating position, fine. But if it's your ending negotiating position, you're going to get nothing. And hopefully you'll see serious people and adults get together now. Start talking about
another question for you. Ukraine has received over $200 billion from 30 plus countries. Now they call upon countries to send 1% of their country's GDP. They're falsifying numbers being killed in action to get more money for every soldier in their military from their partners in military pay. That would be fraud. You have Ukrainian parliamentary members in Kiev driving around in a brand new fleet of Mercedes. Can you comment on this, Senator Cramer?
Well, first of all, I don't know about any Mercedes driving around Kyiv, but with regard, we just had a hearing on this yesterday. It's Friday, right? Yesterday in the Armed Services Committee. It was yesterday with the NATO Supreme Commander and Commander of European Command, and then the Commander of Transportation Command, both obviously very involved in the war in Europe, Euro Command and NATO, obviously. And a lot of the questioning was centered around this very point. And he pointed out that most of the if you add up all of the aid that Europe and the United States has provided country by country, the United States would be 12th on the list. If you look at just the military aid, you know, the United States is sort of leading that list. Although in the recent months, the European nations have really come around in a big, big way. Now, we have, as you know, a major accounting firm on the ground in Kyiv that is accounting for and keeping very close track of all of the aid in both cash as well as military armaments and things. We also, of course, have people in Poland, and we have a small contingent at the embassy in Kyiv, the U.S. embassy, doing the very same thing. Yesterday, the general actually laid out very nicely, and I'd encourage people to watch the video of the hearing where he described in great detail how they account for all the weapon systems, the type of tracking systems that they use, the barcodes, it's really pretty remarkable. So I think a lot of that stuff is, again, people who don't want, who kind of sympathize with Vladimir Putin, and I know they're out there, it's hard to believe, but they're out there, that don't like us being in Ukraine or see it as a skirmish and neighborhood thing that has no effect on the United States or we have no obligation to it. I understand that position, but they oftentimes, you know, pull some of these other images out that may or may not be true. But I do know this, that we've grown pretty comfortable in the last 6, 7 months, maybe 8 months, with the type of oversight that's on the ground there.
A little bit of breaking news here, and I only have about 20 seconds for your answer, but the Fed is now saying it failed to act on problems that led to the Silicon Valley bank collapse.
yep.
and are calling for more rules on mid-sized banks. How about enforcing the ones we have, huh?
That's exactly what I said at the hearing in the Banking Committee on this very topic. I said, how do more regulations keep the referee from being any better? I used the example of my being a soccer referee. If you never blow the whistle and never put up a yellow card or a red card and discipline when you see a violation, there's going to be more violations. So enforce the laws. Now, SVB was run poorly. It was the regulators knew it. They identified it. They even warned them about it. They just didn't take strong enough action.
Didn't do anything about it.
That was a little microaggressive there, Kevin. I don't know. The red card thing probably has to go. That might be triggering.
At least the yellow, don't you think?
Yeah, at least the yellow. There you go.
Okay. All right. Have a great day. Thanks for the time, as always. Senator Kevin Cramer.
This was a great show today, by the way.
Boy, have a good weekend, buddy.
Great questions, man.
Thanks for those questions, folks. God bless.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, it's Lon from Irie Insurance. Soon we'll swap snow for summertime. Boat rides and water skiing, camping in the RV, swimming in the backyard pool, or even a few rounds of golf. Unfortunately, these activities come with increased risks, and sadly, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Experience the Irie difference. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks. To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.